CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. A new report has found evidence that for-profit private clinics are overcharging patients for medical treatments. Greybeards Health Coalition co-chair Brenda Scott says people have to be asking more questions when they're being referred for various services.
We're talking about a number of different types of private clinics, but certainly the ones that we're most familiar with are the cataract clinics. You know, they may feel that they are obligated to accept advice that they're given, even when it doesn't seem to make sense.
Among the reported practices, patients were coerced into paying for supposedly necessary but OHIP-covered surgeries, faced prolonged wait times unless they paid for private services, and were misled into paying for additional tests and services deemed unnecessary. Huron County is looking to enter a service agreement with Early Years Education System that would bring 88 new child care spaces to Goderich. County Council approved $300,000 in funding to contribute to the startup costs for the new EYES Child Care Center. Cheryl Patience, manager of Ontario Works and Children's Services, says they won't be able to enter an agreement until likely the end of the year.
EYES would need to become licensed prior to entering into a service agreement with them. And licensing would take time, and the work required to ensure that the space meets the licensing criteria is what that startup funding would be used for, and that is what the funds are intended for by the Ministry of Education. So at this point, we're just ensuring that we're assisting them with the necessary resources to become licensed, which they are targeting to do before the end of the year.
EYES is a for-profit franchise child care operator currently with over 25 locations in Ontario, but none in Huron, Perth, Bruce, or Grey. The St. Helens Hall Board was recognized with a pair of volunteer awards from the Township of Asheville, Colborne, Wawanosh. The Hall's committee was given the Outstanding Community Group Award, while member Lila Rintal was presented with the Outstanding Individual Award. Councillor Jennifer Miltenberg, who submitted the nomination for Rintal, says she is an inspiration.
I've worked with literally hundreds of volunteers, and all of them are great people. But Lila, you are remarkable because you not only have done it for so long, you come back to do it. You made me feel very welcome. I've been on the St. Helen Halls committee for maybe seven or eight years, and you are always welcoming, and you're always smiling, and you're always working, and I get exhausted just looking at you, but you do a spectacular job, and congratulations to all of you. I'm very, very pleased right now.
The Hall Committee has kept the space updated, accessible, and affordable for over 20 years. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
National Hockey League has a board call this afternoon to walk governors through the relocation process for the Arizona Coyotes. The team has been there since relocating from Winnipeg in 1996. They're likely to be sold to Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith and relocated to Salt Lake City. Maple Leafs game one in Boston against the Bruins is on Saturday night. Listen live on AM 920 CKNX. OHA Playoff Hockey on CKNX is your home for Hanover Barons coverage. Game 5 tomorrow night, live from Alliston. Broadcast begins at 7 o'clock. Barons up 3-1 and one win away from clinching a spot in the Schmaltz Cup semifinals. In other provincial junior hockey action, Napanee is in Clarington tonight, with Clarington up 3-1. In the OHL, London Knights have the brooms out as they look to finish the Kitchener Rangers in 4 games. Puck drop at the odd at 7. League just announced that Knights forward Caleb Lawrence has been suspended 5 games for his hit to the head in Game 3. And the Blue Jays are off. They're on their way to California to open up an interleague series against the San Diego Padres, who say that Yu Darvish will not start in Game 1 of the series due to neck tightness. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Becoming partly sunny this afternoon, overnight mainly cloudy with showers beginning after midnight, possibly a thunderstorm and a low of 7. For tomorrow, showers should end in the morning and then just cloudy, gusty west winds and a high of 11. On Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, chance of showers and a high of 7, and sunshine Sunday, high near 10.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast, and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.